Good morning. It's the 26th of September. Our New Testament reading today is Luke 19. I'm going to read to you from Brother Melva Purkis. I read. One of Jericho's richest citizens was anxious to see Jesus. Zacchaeus was the chief of the tax gatherers for that region. Was it merely curiosity which brought him to see this friend of publicans and sinners? It seems more likely that he was a rather lonely man, in spite of his money. The powerful priestly element would keep him out of the social life of the city. The common people despised and shunned him. Probably, looking back on his life and the source of his wealth, he felt some sympathy with men's hostile attitude towards him. His conscience was at work. The more he heard of Jesus of Nazareth, and he had probably heard much, the more convinced he became that here was a man who would understand this estrangement of spirit and encourage these faint stirrings of contrition. But the road by which Jesus must come was crowded, and Zacchaeus was small of stature. He tried to push forward, but someone recognised him, and the word went quickly round. There were dark scowls followed by angry cries, and he backed away. He heard the shouts which herald the approach of Jesus. He must see him. Jesus was nearly level with him now, and the crowds were closing in behind. Something seemed to impel him. It had become imperative for him to see this rabbi. He broke into a run, keeping well ahead. A large sycamore tree spread its branches across the road. He saw in it the answer. Without hesitation, but not without effort, he climbed it until, astride one of its limbs, he was able to peer between the leaves at the road below. He could see Jesus now quite clearly, surrounded by his disciples, hemmed in by the seething crowds. Now he was below him. He had stopped. He was looking up into the tree. With a sense of unreality, he heard his name. Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for today I must abide in thy house. With a great joy in his heart, he scrambled back along the branch and down to the ground. He knew in his heart that a great change was about to come into his life. He who had seen Nathanael under the fig tree had seen Zacchaeus in the sycamore tree. If with all our heart we truly seek him, we shall surely find him and be found of him. Christ can so easily be hidden by the crowds that press around him, the indifferent, the curious, the hostile, the patronising crowds. Our desire to see him and a sense of need must be great enough to lead us to climb into the sycamore tree. The urgent and imperative nature of Christ's words is full of meaning. He must make haste. Jesus was only passing through the city in a last journey. He must dine with him. It was the inevitable consummation for the sinner who had found the Saviour, and the Saviour who had found the sinner. What transpired during those short, precious hours, we do not know, but we know the result. Zacchaeus stood at the door as Jesus was about to leave him. "Behold, Lord," he vowed, "the half of my goods I give to the poor, and if I have taken anything from any man by false accusation, I restore him fourfold." Claims would soon be coming in from the people who stood listening to this promise, but Jesus was satisfied that he would make it good. The unceremonious scrambling up the tree was not the only humble thing Zacchaeus had done that day. His Saviour left him with a parting blessing. "This day is salvation come to this house, for as much as he also is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost." Thank you for listening.